After the federal government announced Friday it will back the Menominee's efforts to build an off-reservation casino in Kenosha, Governor Walker's office issued a reminder. Walker said he'd veto the Kenosha gaming plan if it increased net gaming in the state, and at least one Wisconsin tribe opposed the project. Now Walker says maybe the main presumed opponent, the Forest County Potawatomi, owner of a Milwaukee casino, and the Menominee, can find a way to work together.
And I really ultimately want, and I believe if they're going to reach an agreement, something that puts the burden on the tribal governments to reach an agreement, not on me having to, you know, play King Solomon and pick or choose between two well-respected entities here in the state of Wisconsin.
Walker says if the Obama administration would also approve another tribe's proposed casino in northeastern Illinois, it would make sense for the Menominee and Potawatomi to work together. At a state capitol news conference, Menominee Tribal Chairman Craig Korn said he'd like to work with the Potawatomi.
We're prepared to sit down with them tomorrow if need be, tonight if need be, to discuss exactly what it is they can't get past.
Democratic and Republican state lawmakers from the Racine-Kenosha area joined Korn at the news conference. The Menominee have also sent the Potawatomi a letter offering to let the Potawatomi develop and manage a Kenosha casino. But the Potawatomi say it's disappointing that the Menominee would release details of their correspondence only hours after sending it to the Potawatomi tribal leadership. The Potawatomi say good governments and smart businesses that really want to achieve mutually beneficial goals do not begin those discussions by communicating via press leaks. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.